morning, DKW.
Good morning. Is Kurt there?
May I ask his calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, let me see if he's available. Hang on a moment, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Hey, Kurt. I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. It looked like that Dennis was still trying to get in contact with you. Yeah, it looks like they're having, like, the file closed because it was, a marginal approval. So I just wanted to, touch base with you and see what's going on over there, if you guys still need the money or...
It's not like I'm going to die if I don't have it, but like I said, I'm going to try to hold off and not, it's just too much interest. And I just worried about that actually just killing me by, drawing money out of my account, daily or even weekly or whatever. So, 32% interest or whatever it was, it's just... more than I want to go for right now.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I mean, is there any way could you make money with that, or like, would you be able to use that and make more money?
Not really. It's going to cost me money, and so I don't see it that way. I don't know, Danny. It's just. Kind of maybe above my pay grade or something to comprehend. It's just that right now I am able to get the money I need to buy the material I need, and it's not costing me that much to do it.
Okay.
And so.
Like, how do you get it? Like,
it's a little more pain in the ass. It's factoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have to... Okay, so I have an idea about factoring, but it's... So basically, they lend you out a certain percentage, right, for your receivables, and then...
Yeah.
And then they charge you, like, a 2%, right?
Yeah. They charge me 1% every 10 days that they have it.
Oh, that they have.
They give me the money.
The amount 1% that they loan you out.
Yeah. And so they'll take an invoice for me. They'll buy one of my invoices. Let's say I got an invoice for $5,000. So they take off 20% straight off the bat. And so they'll give me, they'll give me $4,000 for that invoice. Okay.
Okay.
And they'll hold $1,000 of that invoice. They'll give me $4,000 of that $5,000 invoice. Now, when the customer pays that invoice, the whole $5,000, they look at how many days they loaned me that money. And they charge me 1% every 10 days. So if my customer took 30 days to pay that invoice from the time they gave me the $4,000, they take 3% of the $5,000.
Okay.
If they had it for 30 days, let's say, and so they'll take 3% of that $5,000 and keep that for their troubles and give me the rest of the balance of that $1,000 that they held back to me.
Oh, okay. So they basically, so that's on top of the balance, or just on the 5,000.
So
the balance you owe. So say if it takes.
So they originally gave me $4,000 for that $5,000 invoice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now they got $1,000. So now let's say they had the money. They loaned me the money for 30 days. So they take 3% of the $5,000. So $5,000. You could probably do the math faster. Than
yeah.
I can. 3%, but
that's like 150.
What is it? 150
yeah,
bucks
150
or so.
150 bucks. Yeah.
So now they take the $1,000 that they still have of mine. So for that 30 days that they loaned me the $4,000, they take $150 and keep it, and give me $850 back.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense.
So I get
$4,850. It cost me $150 to borrow that money for 30 days.
Yeah, okay. And
so
how much?
It's just cheaper interest.
No, that makes sense. And how much do you make off those jobs, though? I mean,
well, you know, I don't know. You know, by the time I pay my labor and pay my materials and pay every, you know, my PG&E and my rent and everything, if I average 4% or 5% at the end of the year, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And I mean, have you been doing that, hitting those marks?
No. I mean, if you guys looked at my record, you could see that, you know, last year we had a loss of how much, you know. I don't even know what the losses were last year. I mean, if I had big profits, I probably wouldn't be borrowing money, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. But, I mean, I didn't know if you had any plans of, like, leveraging, you know, the money. But, yeah, like I said, I just want to, you know, touch base, see where you're at, see what you're thinking. So, yeah, I mean, do you want us to go ahead and get this file closed?
Yeah, go ahead and close it. And, you know, I would definitely, you know, give you guys a shout if it comes up to where I think it's going to do me some good. But at this point, I need to go ahead and go with the cheaper money, you know?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I know Dennis said he had a good conversation with you and liked working with you. So, yeah, we definitely would like to, you know, if you have something come up, help you out.
Well, Danny, let's keep in touch. Why don't you give me a couple of months, 2 or 3 months or so, and if you feel like reaching back out at that time, I mean, I've got you on my in my file, so if something comes up before that, I would definitely give you guys a call.
Okay.
But at this point, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
It just makes more sense to me.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Kurt.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.